Hello from CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 28th. The bodies of two men killed in the Baltimore bridge collapse have been recovered from the Patapsco River. Maryland State Police say the construction workers were found trapped in a pickup truck underwater. Search efforts for the other four victims have been paused because other vehicles in the river are covered in concrete and debris, making it dangerous for divers. Officials believe eight construction workers were mending potholes on the bridge when it fell, with two being rescued and the rest presumed dead. Investigators are looking into why a cargo ship crashed into the bridge and caused the collapse, and there are reports of a total blackout of engine and electrical power on board just moments before the collision.
The national economy and the world's economy depends on the port of Baltimore.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the state is working on a plan to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge. President Joe Biden says the federal government should cover the full cost of the repairs and called for support from Congress.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country has no choice but to move into Rafah, arguing Israel's very existence is on the line.
We've killed the many senior leaders, including number four in Hamas, number three in Hamas. We'll get number two and number one.
Netanyahu was speaking in front of a bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation in Jerusalem yesterday. The meeting came as disagreements over the impending invasion of Rafah and the worsening humanitarian disaster in Gaza have caused a rift between Netanyahu and President Biden. Israel has faced international criticism ahead of its planned offensive on the southern Gaza city, where more than a million people are currently sheltering. Netanyahu had told the delegation earlier that displaced Palestinians in Gaza could, quote, just move out of Rafah with their tents. A judge is recommending that ex-Trump attorney John Eastman should be disbarred for falsely trying to challenge the 2020 election results. That's according to an opinion released yesterday. It means within the next few days, his law license may be suspended. And it comes after a lengthy trial about Eastman's involvement in former President Donald Trump's attempts to overturn the election. He's one of several lawyers who've worked for Trump now facing legal consequences. The California judge said Eastman showed, quote, gross negligence by making false statements about hidden ballots and said he knew that what he was saying wasn't true. But when asked about it by reporters yesterday, Eastman was defiant.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Still.
No question.
Eastman will still have the opportunity to appeal, and ultimately, it's the California Supreme Court who'll get the final say on whether to follow the recommendation and remove his law license permanently. Sam Bankman-Fried is back in court to be sentenced for his crimes today. Federal prosecutors are calling for the former crypto billionaire to serve 40 to 50 years in prison for FTX fraud. Last year, Bankman-Fried was convicted of stealing more than $8 billion and involving his employees in a years-long cover-up in what prosecutors have called one of the largest financial frauds in history. Lawyers for Bankman-Fried have urged the judge to consider a far shorter prison sentence of no more than 6.5 years. A stabbing rampage has killed 4 people and injured 7 others in Illinois. More on that next. 4 people were found dead and 7 others injured in a stabbing rampage across multiple areas in Rockford, Illinois yesterday. A 22-year-old man is in custody, and police say they don't believe there are any other suspects at large. They say his motive is still unclear and are asking residents to look at their cameras and doorbells for any video footage that could be helpful. Here's Rockford's mayor.
Just totally shaken by this act of violence and the impact that it's having now on multiple families' lives.
That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.